We are?
Yes. Happy birthday!
That's my birthday?
Yes.
Oh.
I showered Dom with, I guess you would call it exclusive because they, like, aren't even on the website anymore. Bars of Dr. Squatch. We both love Dr. Squatch.
Best soap ever.
Yes. And for people that also use it, it was that outer space pack thing.
Yeah, they smell really great.
Yeah, the only thing missing is the Area 51 brick.
That's okay.
Anyways, we're here, recap time. Obviously, surprise given by the title that we promised from last week is we're returning to Ravnica early. Yes. You know, the past few weeks, it's kind of, I've been kind of basing sessions off of the Spotify replies.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted combat. We had two back-to-back. They wanted Dragon. That was the very first one. And then there were a couple of people that, like, pointed out specific zombies. And the inspiration was one guy. I would have to go way back and...
yeah, trying to find it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure whoever it is watches, listens, whatever. So, shout out to you, whoever you are. I'm sorry, I don't remember your username. One of the zombie horde.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that last combat, that last initiative came from. You know, that's why we had, I think it was 6 total zombies. Only 2 were repeats. There were 2 belchers, a screecher, a fucker, and a puzzle.
So I also put up a poll, which
25 votes.
George just saw. Yeah. 25 votes. And
they like Dimir. Okay.
Yeah. Looks like we're going Dimir.
I didn't even. How did I not see this?
It didn't pop up.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't even see it on my end. That's why I had to check it here.
Yeah, and I was busy sending you juicy things too.
You always send me juicy things.
No, actually, I've been a good boy for a while. I was about to, for reference, in our Q&A stuff on Spotify, when Dom throws up whatever question it's going to be, sometimes I'll send him, like, just straight-up sexts. I'm not even going to bullshit it. And, like, it will all be in caps. And, like, I'll properly, like, enter, start a new sentence and everything. No, but I haven't for a couple of weeks because everyone was being so sweet and nice.
And you just couldn't taint it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it because it was like, no, they're being kind to me. Like, so I just couldn't, like, in my right mind, you know, just fill you up with a bunch of profanity and talking about how massive your wiener is. Because it was seriously, like, there were, like, George compliments underneath it, and I was like, I can't do it.
Maybe this is why we lost our sponsorship.
Because I talk about juicy wieners.
Yeah. You know, the more I think about it, we're not a very fan-friendly stream.
No. Which, you know, we've been surprised for a while that we have anything in, like, that teenager. Yeah. 0 to 17 and whatever it is.
Again, we're so sorry, parents.
Yeah. Like, oh, I can guarantee that, like, if it's, like, Zeke or Mercy doing something, you know, like, usually they're okay, but when it comes to, like, not even, like, wow, I join and they talk about wiener. Yes. That is
welcome
the Battle Buddies
Battle
way.
Buddies.
Welcome to Battle Buddies. This is exactly what I expected our fans' rebuttal to be like, and I couldn't be more proud.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's not out of, like, disgust, but this is just...
Yep.
This is Battle Buddies.
Yep. I mean, I do think it would be worse if Eric was here. And yeah. It wouldn't be worse if Jen was here, but it would be worse if Mercy was.
Yes.
Because Jen's actually pretty normal. It's when Mercy comes out.
Jen's pretty normal.
Yeah. Yeah, relatively.
Or Ari.
Compared to us. Compared to us, my wife is normal.
That's not saying much.
No. Okay, so last week.
Yeah.
What were we doing?
Zombie stuff.
Yes, zombie stuff. We finally got to meet Thaddeus the Baddeus.
What a name, by the way.
I was really proud of that. Everyone was calling him Bad Thad, and I was like, wait a minute.
I can do something with that.
there's more there than just bad dad. So that was just, you know, not only for you guys, but for me, that was just kind of a ride, basically giving him the Aaron treatment.
Yeah. And because, doing it well.
Yeah, because, I mean, even in Casa Verde, which we got to, we'll get to that, Aaron was there, we just didn't interact with him. And it's because it's kind of like that whole concept. It's been in video games, movies, TV, and stuff of like, you know, you have your soul in your body, and that's kind of like what makes you who you are. That just to have an idea of like how I did it is exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
I put Thad's soul in Aaron's body and Aaron's soul in Thad's body. So like in our modern games, how everyone hates Aaron, Zombieland, exact opposite. And, you know, kind of a spoiler because we're skipping a bit, but I did just mention Casa Verde.
Yeah.
Ozzy was inside, and I literally saw Dom's heart break when he was like, why would I have whiskey?
Not the whiskey!
So, you know, we do have, you know, all of the very beloved NPCs, you know, like Spike in Farm Station. Yep. You know, he was still pretty much the same, just banging on his disc.
The disc was great.
But, you know, like Liza, she was also in there. But instead of being that cryptic, secluded witch, she was a party girl.
Very much so.
Yeah, she was like dancing on tables and, you know, just hanging out in general. Which, you know, for people that know the modern campaign, she was the opposite. She was, you know, a very classical Salem witch trial. Proper, like witch. I'm not talking warlock. I'm not talking, you know, wizard or some weird multi-class. She talked about glamour, for example.
Yeah.
And across any campaign we've ever done, has that word ever once came out of my mouth?
No, because that's such an old school type of magic.
That's exactly where it came from, you know. Nowadays, and, you know, look at Disguise Self. It's an illusion spell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the nowadays term, I don't want to say proper term, but the nowadays term is, oh, it's illusory.
Yeah.
Back then,
it's glamour.
Yeah.
I remember we talked about this type of magic before, but I forgot who it was. Having that super old school type magic.
Yes, yeah, probably Liza.
That very well could be.
Because that's who we're talking about right now, anyways. That it was likely Liza.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, if not Harold. But Harold isn't Norton. You know, Harold isn't really big on the, you know, spells, magic, end of things, you know. And it's not that, like, he has low intelligence or anything. It's just, you know, that's not really his forte. He can still do it, not at super high levels, not tons of spell slots. Just, he, like a high charisma type character, can do more with his voice and resolving situations before they get to that point of needing high spell.
Yeah.
You know, kind of playing like the diffuser role of, oh shit, you know, there's an argument, there's, you know, some dispute, whatever. Mm-hmm. Instead of the two sides going at it, he, you know, is more of like that moderator type. I'm trying to think of like in the like presidential debates, how there are those dudes at the booth.
Yeah, that'd be mine.
Yeah, that's how I imagine him. Okay, so, Thaddeus.
Again, what a character.
Just walked around very pompously. It was you and Mercy. Didn't roll the greatest stealth checks. And I don't like to... Fans have probably noticed at this point, and I know that you know how I do this. When you have a really low roll as a dungeon master, I don't like to narrate that as the PC suddenly became a dumbass.
Yeah, it's not all that fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you guys had that low roll, it was because Karos didn't notice that the wall was shorter than him. So your forehead, you know, your hair, it was all just poking out on top of it, which, you know, that doesn't make Karos feel dumb.
No, it's just I didn't crouch far enough.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it was a stealth check. That's smooth. Exactly the way it should be, is, you know, you thought you were, ah, shit.
You're here.
So that just led to, you know, a good bit of kind of lore roleplay, because the reason why him and his little crew were there was to drop off some bodies.
Yeah.
And everyone was just kind of, why? Wait, but what? Oh, food. Wait, food? Why food? What? And then that's where all the explanation came in of, you know, him being in cahoots with the dark fairy, that these are her creations. They need sustenance. So far, our plan, whatever long term that is working. So stop killing my shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and he just kind of ditched. But, you know, 15 bandit type marauders with cars against
us.
Felix and Z hiding behind a bookcase.
Who I totally called out. Get out of here, guys.
That was one of my favorite moments, was them just, like, calling you a fucker. Because it was like, well, they're over there, too.
Sorry, guys.
Then we ventured a bit and met Zach. X-A-K. Because I feel like I heard some sort of mention post-stream from Richie or someone that Zach caught on really quickly, and I was like, okay, whatever. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And his whole kind of concept was topography. That's why he had that map. Is, you know, he's a map maker.
Yeah,
he's
taking out the land.
Yeah. And, you know, you just kind of mix some of that, you know, wasteland survivor type vibe with him. You know, he had that like desert wanderer look, you know, with the kind of scarf bandana around the face, but it wasn't, you know, like the bandits. It was, you know, I'm trying to not, you know, breathe in fucking zombie shit.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah. And he fed you guys. You talked a bit. You guys shared owlbear because, you know, Zeke and Felix are so small. It's like, you guys can make it.
Yeah, you can get by in squirrel.
Yeah. Taros and a Goliath, on the other hand.
Not so much.
Yeah.
I forgot he was the Goliath. Mm-hmm. I was thinking small race for just a second. No, he was big.
Yeah, that's why it was not easy, but that's kind of how you guys spotted him with that perception check. Is, you know, if it was like a goblin, might not have seen him as well.
Yeah.
A Goliath, on the other hand.
You kind of see that.
Yeah. 3 feet as opposed to 8.5 feet.
Which one are you noticing?
And then he did give you guys a map, which I've never actually made a map like that before because it wasn't fleshed out.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, there wasn't somebody handing you a world map. It was, I as an NPC am giving you this. And it's still now, it's not full of them, but there are a bunch of areas that have question marks.
Which was really cool, because we had to go discover those areas now.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that just kind of makes it, I don't want to say video gamey, but it gives PCs that sense of shaping the world, which, as a DM, is just something you should do, is something that I do.
Mm-hmm.
That once you guys are like, oh, we're here. Hey, if we go a bit west, here's that place that Zach has never been to.
And that would be really fulfilling for us, because we just filled in that spot. We can go back to Zach and be like, did you know this was here? No, I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, it's a fucking Costco. It's full of fucking belchers and goblins.
Stay away?
Yeah. And then, you know, when you guys do, maybe you come across another camp, because that first initial handout was just the known camps. Well, what about the unknown camps?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that rodents, for example, that Zeke found. You know, what if inside was, you know, a small community of people?
Yeah.
Zach didn't know that. How would he know that?
No idea.
And, you know, knowing Zach, he's actually, and it's not even much of a spoiler, he's lawful neutral. He'd probably give you guys something.
You think so?
Yeah. You know, you guys can help me fill this out. Great. You know, in some way, you know, I'll give you a reward of some sort. You know, maybe I'll just feed you for the night. Maybe, you know, I have a shelter, another place that's unknown to everybody else, you know, kind of like in Fallout when you find a vault.
That would be cool.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, does this vault have people or not? Zach would be the kind of guy to know that. because he, that's kind of a living for him now.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen a lot of people that are just like hunkering down in camp, being runners, making supply runs. No, he's made his own little business out of, I explore this shit, maybe I'll die, but if I do, someone's gonna find my bag that has a bunch of fucking maps in it.
And that's cool.
Yeah, isn't it? So it's just, I know it's gonna be a while, but it's gonna be really cool when we do go back to Zombieland. That, you know, what we all know, one day
we're going back.
We're going back, and you guys will be able to pencil in a couple of areas, and you know, it's just gonna, someone is gonna have that big smirk on their face, being like, "I did it." Mm-hmm. I can't wait until fucking Zeppelin gets a killing blow because I haven't been able to write in the book yet.
Yeah,
I haven't been able to. We've only got, what, two? Yeah, Mercy killing the dragon, and I think Felix. Yeah, Felix. At the very least, if we are still here.
I think we're back, yeah.
Okay, cool. yeah, so Zeke tried to... it might have been, like, the tailor or something. Couldn't open the door. Karos, you decided to help.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when Mercy, being the intuitive woman she is, realized you guys were pulling on a push door.
Yep.
And this went on for a few minutes. And, like, this wasn't even intentional. This was, there are some low rolls happening.
Jen messaged me asking for your...
Yes, we are having some tech issues. like I said, there were some low rolls happening. This was just a strip mall. This wasn't like some big encounter. So, you know, as a DM, it's your job to just roll with the punches, and I had to figure out right then and there, how are you guys having so many complications with a fucking unlocked door? Unlocked door. What is preventing you from opening said door?
It was a pole.
Yep. It was that simple. Felix's quest for batteries has still come up short.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but I do feel like, poor Felix.
Yeah. You know, and I've said time and time again, you know, they are a rarity. You know, it's not exactly easy to find these things.
No.
So, you know, kudos to him for constantly trying.
He did not give up that battery fight.
No, I'm sure when we return...
Right back to it.
Yep.
Where are these batteries?
Mean, even, like, Skylar noticed one of the landmarks was just XXX.
Yeah.
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 You guys should know what it is. So, that might not be a bad place to look for batteries. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Awkward.
If you know, you know.
Hopefully the young audience doesn't know. Yep.
So after you guys kind of looted around that place, you know, but there were just kind of like some odds and ends. I don't even remember exactly what it was that you guys all found inside. It wasn't anything that really mattered. It was, like I said, odds and ends, you know, kind of like rolling on like random trinket tables,
yep.
You know, baubles and whatnot. Zeke was about to go into a different store, open the door, and there was a two-headed zombie that was going to almost do like a Belcher-like effect on him.
Mm-hmm.
But it instead rolled, I'm pretty sure I rolled a natural one, so instead just puked on itself and Zeke closed the door. He just ran to you guys.
I'm out.
Yeah, well, I'm out. That was actually you getting into the apparel store.
Was it?
Yeah, I don't remember why Mercy was failing so terribly at whatever it was she was doing, but you were literally like, hey, there's a ladder. And you continued to climb said ladder and enter.
It was pretty easy. Really? All things considered.
And, like, that's so Karos, too.
Yeah.
That just feels like picture-perfect Karos scenario of...
Ladder. Climb ladder. Get scenario.
Yeah, and then you just open the door for Mercy because she still didn't even notice it. It was this place where shit really hit the fan. Because, like, the first thing I brought up was, hey, you're pretty sure you remember that one because of a Dunkin' Donut. Because of Pogo. We didn't even ditch the Dunkin' Donuts. You guys ditched after this store. So half the strip mall went, like,
completely
unexplored.
Untouched.
Reason being is because he just heard some grunting. Mm-hmm. This wasn't sexual grunts.
No.
This wasn't zombie grunts. This was pooping grunts. We've all done this, you know. It's the turtle head is poking out, but the turtle doesn't want to come out of the shell, so you give it a good. And that is what you guys overheard.
I am so sorry, guys.
In which, hey, this was Mercy's fault because she literally scared the shit out of him.
That she did.
So, this could have gone completely, you know, ignored. We didn't have to talk about it, so. When you think about it, it's Jen's fault that we're talking about.
It's Jen's fault.
Oh, God, this is being recorded. Oh, no, nobody send this to Jen. Everyone stop watching. We're deleting the broadcast.
Your wife is watching this, I'm sure, right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hopefully our tech issues are holding up.
Looks like they're hanging in there, right?
Shit. Okay, so just nobody tell Jen about this episode.
Again. I think she's watching it, George.
No, it's not. Yep, she's watching. If we just would have left this guy alone, this conversation wouldn't have happened. She literally charged in a bathroom with a katana to scare an elderly man. That's all this was. Yeah. This was a elderly bugbear man just taking a dump, minding his own business.
Your wife hates you.
In which things just I just wanted to scare him. Well, yeah, you did. Well, but that is ultimately what led to his death.
Yes.
We didn't roll damage. We didn't roll. Why would you think he was evil? He was taking a shit. That's all he was doing. He was taking a dump.
An evil dump.
Anyways, so after some chit-chat with this guy, we started to realize he was, in fact, a druggie.
Very much.
So in this stream, we've talked about massive wieners, pooping, and now drugs. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Myself?
Off the rails so quickly. Oh my god. This recap will be the one people listen to. Anyway.
I hope not.
Oh, so how we found out he was a druggie. Zeke was just looking around for stuff and found some lines of orange dust. That being the giveaway to the snaps. This being the drug that Meepo's character deals. Yeah, so all of this wasn't my fault at all. Your character is a drug dealer, and she stared an elderly man.
My character has nothing to do with it.
If Meepo wouldn't have been a drug dealer, the drugs wouldn't have existed.
But how did the drugs get there?
Meepo. I just don't want to take responsibility.
Meepo's in Ravnica right now.
Shell and Hawk. So upon Zeke finding these drugs, he decided to do some. First of all, he was tripping balls, to say the least.
Yeah.
Those were some top tier hallucinations.
Meepo made a good batch.
At one point, he just wanted Mercy to carry him out, but instead of grabbing her leg, he grabbed like a table leg and was gripping that for a while. Then this bugbear individual, his name was Urton.
Urton?
Yeah, we never got to his name. His name was Urton.
What a name.
E-R-T-O-N. Urton.
It's curtains for Urton.
it truly is. So, once we got back to talking to him, he was saying how much we enjoyed your guys' visit. And it was, we? Like, everyone at the table, we? And then he proceeded to point to a rubber ducky, like a, you know, a bath toy and a Beanie Baby.
Yep.
And that's when it really came to light. This dude is fucked.
This guy's crazy.
In which I think Zeke and Felix gave him some drugs. And I continued to roll on our table. but instead of hallucinations, he got adrenaline.
Yes.
In which he proceeded to run outside, sprinting and crashing into things, creates a lot of noise. We are in the zombie apocalypse with a man sprinting and making noise. So I had to be realistic. Mm-hmm. What would happen to this man? He would get killed, in which he did. A giant charger came and just, you know, fucking put his shoulder down. You know, it was like an NFL tackle. He went flying 20 feet in the air, blood spattered against the wall, the concrete, whatever it was that I narrated, and Urton died.
Very much.
The end. That's the story of Urton.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have happened if Mercy would have just left him alone.
Now we can just all blame Mercy.
Yep. Moving on from talking about wieners, drugs, and...
What else have you?
There was something we missed in the middle there. Wieners, drugs. We talked about something else.
No, we didn't.
You know what it is? It's just
pooping.
You know, oh, pooping, right. Pooping. The turtle head coming out of the shell, right?
The trifecta.
Yeah, so after this whole encounter, we finally found our way to Shopko. Mm-hmm. Because that is, you know, a stop. It's en route to LVC. Which, after some exploration, everyone finally realized why, when we were outside of Shopko, the entire structure was painted green. Mm-hmm. That was me just hinting to this place being Shopko and Casa Verde. Mm-hmm. We saw lots of traps, but they were like real obvious. Like, there wasn't investigation or any of that needed. It was, that's a giant rolling boulder. Huh. Okay. I won't go near that. And it's because it's a bunch of drunk fucking gnomes that think they're being smart with what they're doing. Even leaving the keys in the lock so you can enter inside. But inside is where the actual fucking traps are. We didn't get to it, but Alpip made them all. That's why they were, like, so techie and, like, shock and, like, you know, they were, like, scythes and shit.
Yeah.
Alpip is the kind of guy that knows how to make it, would make it. But it's all there. These are gnomes. He's a gnome. It's all techie shit. Ah. I mean, we didn't get to it, but I was really proud of that. We found Reza again, unintentionally.
Yeah.
So this is two times now that we found Reza when we weren't even looking for Reza. But she was, again, just drinking some monster.
Yes.
I love that little shithead.
He's so great.
He was and is on my random encounter table. That's why he was there.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Which, holy shit, I love random encounter tables because they make for things like that. Because we ended up talking to Reza for like 10 minutes of, you know, hey, what's going on here? Do you know anything?
No.
Can you show us around? And that was when we started getting more hints to that snoring when we entered inside that Caro's herd, which was... you can say I ripped it off, because I did. It's been in so much other stuff that there was a sleeping giant.
Yeah.
A sleeping giant was blocking the way. Look at fucking Pokemon. Snorlax. Literally Snorlax. That's what I did. I put a Snorlax in the way.
And it worked perfectly.
So yeah, you can say, oh, how unoriginal, whatever. It's a very, you know, traditional, classical D&D thing, which is what I enjoy to do. So to actually get within Casa Verde, you guys were in Shopko, it was now we need to go down into the camp. Because we heard the generators running. We just had to wake up the giant. And then we did. Because he was a cloud giant. That's lawful good. Just,
super friendly.
Yeah, just taking a nap.
Hey, can you move?
Yeah, it was actually Caro. So I think you pulled like a nose hair. Because you know how, you know, this thing is a giant. But you know that he's, you know, not hostile.
Yeah.
I just gotta wake him up. Pull a nose hair. That's easy.
It works.
Oh, hi, welcome. Then he rolled out of the way. And you guys went downstairs to Casa Verde, the actual camp, which was 200 forest gnomes partying, taking tequila shots, drinking margaritas, eating tacos. It was a grande fiesta.
Very much.
In proper gnomish. Oh, I think through all of the ridiculous shit we've done, that is the one thing that like Jen will not forgive us for.
Two white boys like insulting her native tongue.
Yep. And then we also have that extra character I made. We were just talking about him.
Oh yeah.
How we're gonna be a traveling band.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yep. And Jen's just gonna hate us more. There's a lot of mercy in this one. She's not even here, but there's a lot of mercy in this one. That's how we get people to watch it. They love mercy. We just slap mercy on like every episode title. Watch the
mercy this, mercy yep. that.
So we talked to Ozzy. Obviously, he was the one running Casa Verde. No whiskey.
Such bullshit.
I know. He had tequila. Wasn't I mean, he was still your drunk, fun-loving guy. He was the same Ozzy, just with tequila replacing whiskey.
And it was bullshit.
Yep, like with took the same approach with Liza. Instead of her being introverted, I made her extroverted.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an extroverted, rather attractive elven woman in a bar,
you like, won't be dancing.
Yeah, you know, put two and two together. Other than that, there was Vic, but Vic still had his addiction.
Mm-hmm.
This has been dirty enough that we can leave it at addiction. which I think Zeke got some of accidentally.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. And I think we missed something else too. I feel like something happened outside of Shopko. Oh yeah, Zeke was still hallucinating. He saw like monkeys at the circus and shit. That's what kind of stopped us from like looking at the traps and stuff, was Zeke hallucinating.
More monkeys.
Who else was in there? There was Aaron. We just didn't really get around to talking to him. We talked to Ozzy the most, which he was actually the leading factor into going more into LBC, as I haven't seen Hawk and Shell.
Yeah.
Now, for the people at the table, we know who Hawk and Shell are. For the audience, if you don't, we'll leave that as a surprise. That when Hawk and Shell finally come up, it's... How did we not know? Like, it's the answer is there.
Yeah.
Hawk and Shell. I'll leave it at that. Just saying more is a dead-ass giveaway.
Like, for real.
Like, just their names alone is enough of, like, a large hint. That saying more is just, oh, that's fucking obvious. So, yeah, we kind of just got drunk and talked to Ozzy.
Sounds about right.
You know, like, especially Felix. He, like, wanted one of everything. But even in modern, Felix and Ozzy got along really well.
Mm-hmm.
Rose even made a little appearance.
You know who he wouldn't have gotten along with?
Hmm.
Meepo.
Felix?
No, Ozzy.
No. Had to go out of frame for that one. Jesus Christ.
I'll go laugh for a second.
One day, it'll either happen in-game or for some sort of like celebration. We don't have anything planned. One day, we will go over gnomes and turtles in Hailmere. There's a lot of lore that I didn't plan on existing that exists that is literally all his fault.
My fault?
All, yes.
Your fault?
Your fault.
I just attended my own character's funeral as a new
poorly.
Character. I stood there.
Yes. While everyone else was giving tribute.
I didn't know this. Oh, shit. I can't say that there was how many people that showed up that didn't know me. I dropped my hat.
Well, you had to get yelled at first.
And I think I picked it back up like a week later.
Yep. But it was like, here, it's there. But, I mean, it was after he did the stone shape and everything. You know, that's kind of like the whole visual of, you know, Val's memorial site. Mm-hmm. That's what I call it. Because it's not just a grave.
No.
You know, a grave is in the ground with a tombstone. That's it.
Like, yeah.
You know, this was a Forest Gnome Triton funeral with soldiers.
It was pretty.
Yeah, and then at the very end was the stone shape effect that, you know, I didn't homebrew it. I just let it do some things that by the book it isn't supposed to do, which was making all the things people put up to tribute stone.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, they remain there, you know, it's cohesive with the ground. Oh, man. That was beautiful. Anyways, we will not save housekeeping for the end because, you know, juicy stuff is fun. We actually won't have a stream tomorrow. This is one of the rare times I looked back. This hasn't happened since my dad's birthday.
Really?
Yeah. So
which is like April, right?
No, it was August. So September, 3 months. Yeah, so 3 months. So maybe four times a year, we have to have a session with Roman, which, you know, anyone who is a parent, has a niece, nephew, whatever, you understand a two-year-old in live streaming just does not mix.
No.
So I'll say it now for, you know, people watching and then play it back. But then we will also put a warning on the episode. Headphone users, beware, turn down your volume, whatever. That Roman, mine and Jen's two-year-old son, he will be present. You know, rarely ever happens, so I do apologize that we won't have a stream tomorrow. We will still be recording our audio and whatnot. It's just our usual babysitters are literally all four of them are going out of town.
Yeah.
Because realistically, it's four. They are all going to be an hour away.
Yeah.
Doing old person stuff. Well, except for my parents. They're actually doing young people stuff. Who would have thought my parents, like, you've known my parents for years.
Honestly, I've met your parents.
Yeah. Yeah, you've known my parents like, anyone who's ever met them is like, they're going gambling?
That's different, yeah.
Yeah. They fucking love it. But, you know, in Wisconsin, you talk gambling, you know, everyone's mind immediately, Green Bay, Oneida Casino, all that kind of stuff.
Potawatomi!
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. Really? Yes. Like, I cannot say this with any more of a straight face. Yes, my parents love to gamble. It's that simple. And on top of today being Dom's birthday, my mom's birthday is on Sunday. So that's why they're doing this. Is actually, they're already gone. Shit. I just realized what time it is. Yeah. Yeah, they're there until, like, Sunday afternoon. And then I'm finally going to, you know, go over there and, you know, hey, happy birthday, Mom, whatever.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, but it was, they left this morning at, like, 8.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sounds fucking fun. Who doesn't want to spend, like, 2.5 days gambling?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so.
Good for them.
Yes. And happy birthday, Mom. No stream, but we'll still have our normal episode and normal everything. And this should be, I don't want to say longer, like, for no reason, we're playing, you know, for fucking hours, but our last session, we cut off early to record that Q&A for you guys.
Yeah.
Which I feel like got a lot of positive feedback.
A ton. People even suggested doing, like, level recaps, and which I thought was a really good idea.
Ooh, that's smart.
Yeah. And then, yeah, a ton of, you know, just once I present, hey, you know, ask us another round of questions, people were like, yeah, we'd love to do it again.
I really like that level recap idea.
Because,
You know, we go by milestone leveling, so a level up is the end of a story arc.
Yeah.
So, like, in this sense, not that, like, I'm some all-knowing motherfucker, but it will very likely end with whatever the resolution to Malachi is. And I'm saying whatever resolution because I don't even think I want to kill him. I just want to know what the fuck he was doing with my dad's journal. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as he gives me that answer, I'm just, okay.
I'm good.
Yeah. You know, this is more like a Zeke thing, but I feel like, yeah, whatever entails that ending will be the level up. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I know with your fucking solo streams and all this shit, there's been so many rumors flying around, so many, that there's something Orion, there's something Demir, there's something Mercy.
There's a lot of fun stuff.
There's something Felix, there's something Aaron. Like, there's so much shit floating around from all your solo streams, and, like, the little bits and pieces that I hear from you, the little bits and pieces I get from Richie, which, you know, he doesn't tell me anything important, you know. He told me about, like, your shirt or
that
whatever.
That was funny.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of shit that he tells me. that, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe our level up isn't whatever the end of Malachi is. And I don't mean the end by, like, his death.
Yeah, it's whatever at the end of the arc is.
Yeah, that, you know, we can go over joining guilds. Because everyone is still doing their guild initiation, other than Mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just kind of let her in, so we still have to do the half-thrall thing.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck a thrall is.
Some healing.
That wild boar, or whatever. Rurik Thar, somebody told me about it. There's a boar in Sector 7. I don't know what I gotta do with it. I mean, I have speak with animals, so maybe I'll just be like, hey, dude, calm the fuck down.
Chill out.
Yeah, right. Like, how anticlimactic would that be if, like, Dom has, like, six sessions revolving around this boar and, like, chasing it around and stuff, and Zeppelin is just like, hey, man, can't you just, like, relax? And it's just like, roll a persuasion check. Nat 20. Oh, okay.
I'm just gonna go this way.
Dom's just, like, ripping up papers and...
That's what would happen.
And what we're currently doing is that, Felix's initiation.
Mm-hmm.
Healing that bear. Mm-hmm. Which him and I were actually talking about earlier. There's something fucking up with this thing. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is. But we either missed one really important thing or a bunch of little things.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one it is. Because, like, when, you know, spitballing ideas, what's getting me is, A, we don't even know anything about this forest. We don't know its name. We don't know its purpose. Just, like, forest. Is there, like, a shit ton of forest gnomes hanging out in here? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Who knows? You know, they could be. They couldn't be. You know, what is this place known for? Like, is it, like, a hiking trail? Or is this more of, like, a fucking hunting grounds?
Yeah.
You know, are we invading unintentionally? Is this, like, some other place's, someone's, whatever territory? And it's, like, you know, like, that island that, like, people will, like, kill you on sight for?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know shit about this fucking forest. We just walked inside. Like, danger! Fucking idiots. We just walked inside. We didn't ask. So then what has my mind going is the geography of the place is like, okay, we're going this way. So what's here and here?
Yeah.
Because we'll be in the middle of it. So then it's like, okay, are we bordering another guild? If we go this way, are we, like, going near some sort of, you know, creature territory? Like, is this way all tunnels and caves and shit, and there's basilisks waiting for us?
That would be crazy.
You know, is there, like, a fucking, is it hideout this way for, like, their fucking, like, best inventors or something? We don't know a fucking thing about this forest. We just walked inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, we're going to heal a bear and come right back out. Everything's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we think that? Who? Whose idea? I know it wasn't Zeppelin. Zeppelin doesn't have any ideas.
No.
No, it's not me. This is the one time that I can say it wasn't me. The big wieners, the drugs, the pooping, all that was me. Us just waltzing into a forest, not me.
For one.
Yes. Which I guess we'll figure out some of it. A little bit of it, all of it, who knows? Tomorrow! Because we're returning to Ravnica.
Yes, we are.
But we will, like I said, have a usual, you know, normal length session. We just had to cut last week so we could do that Q&A.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if, you know, that last episode seemed short or whatever, it is because of doing that afterwards.
Yes.
And we'll do it again.
We will.
All right. We love you guys.
We love you.
I'd say we'll see you tomorrow, but... unfortunately, we won't. We'll see you next Saturday. We'll have a surprise for next Saturday, too.
We will?
Yes, I will tell you in 30 seconds when we end the stream.
Okay.
Have a good week, guys.
Bye.